Hi, church. My name is Sharon. I attend Before and lead a life group here. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's take some time to enter into God's presence and settle our hearts. Spend the next few minutes simply listening to the music as it plays. If there are any worries of your day that are weighing heavily on you, offer those things to God and let Him hold them as you spend this time in His presence.
Lord, give us your eyes to see. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best star, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. In your presence, Lord, find no peace, find no rest in you. Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling and I with thee one. Hallelujah, 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 amen, hallelujah. King of heaven, after victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, oh, by heaven's Son. Heart of my own heart, whatever me fall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Still be my vision, O ruler of all. Give me your eyes to see, Lord, what you want from me.
Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 50, 1 through 15. We'll be reading from the NIV. As I read, pay attention to how the psalmist is describing God. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the heavens above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains and the insects in the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What point do you think the psalmist is trying to make? How does he describe God? How does that description challenge or encourage you? This psalm is one of Asaph's. I love knowing this context because Asaph was a man whose entire role was to lead worship and singing in the house of Yahweh. His life was built on praising God. And in this psalm, I see the emphasis he is placing on God's might and power. God is many things to us, to me. He is Father, he is Forgiver, he is Comforter, he is Friend, but it's all too easy to downplay God and forget all of who he is, to think of him as just a confidant I can vent to or simply a shoulder to cry on. He is those things, but not only those things. He is not constrained by time, limited by hunger, or confined to a body as we are. He does not come to me for help, nor does he have times of need. Like Asaph, let us not forget that he is the mighty one who summons the earth and guides it on its orbit. Let us be reminded of this dynamic that he is God, we are not, and he delights to care for us. He is working and moving and worthy of our praise. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. This psalm reminds us that God created the whole earth and it still belongs to him. Spend a few moments thanking God for his creation and his continued work in the world. Are there any places in your life where you have either acted as though God needed you or have tried to earn God's affection or attention through your actions? Spend a few moments in silence, asking that God will remind you of his power, control, love, and grace. Pray for our church, that we would be a people and a place where God is honored, where thanks is given, and where God offers deliverance. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's podcast, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 Church podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. We hope to see you next Thursday for our weekly liturgy.